So, he said that would just be.
Well, I think he does.
He's a good lawyer.
I saw him at his piece. He's had a thoughtful side.
He does an excellent job.
And that's far more important than having the New York Times,
yes, sir.
Or the Washington Post. You see what I mean?
No. See, it burrows. That's what he's about that, you know, the session in here. He was doing some phenomenal those over.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Well, good.
You don't mind if you take someone?
No, sure. I'll do this if you like. All right. I want to know, you're not going to board, are you?
No.
I want to check if you have any further before I see.
No. We're in good shape, but we were talking about something when
you left me. I said I'd finish later. What the hell was it? It must not be important. Oh, I don't know. Taking off this time.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we had talked about that, and that...
I don't know. I just think we're just... I don't want to have anything kept. I think there's, you know, if you've got to run something on, but we got a good enough staff around here.
If something's got,
if something comes up, Christ, have them run.
We'll move in it. That's right.
I mean, you've got Colson this much. He's still here.
Colson's here. We've got our, you know, base crew here. We can, any of us can get back here if we need to in short order.
But
the shortfall, there's not going to be any better time, because once Congress gets back, we've got to dig in, and we've got to do our appeal for the first three, 4 months.
Basically, the shortfall would have been better than they have happened. It had to be a non-settlement rule, and we disagreed. We would have been taken off at a marvelous time, and so forth and so on. But it was
not. That's right. So you got to take off that
in some other way, in a very interesting. Choose attitude is good that it wasn't too bad. Because, you know, without our giving them a whack, and then making a separate deal without you, you have a greater problem of selling the peace with honor thing than you do this way. You understand?
That's right. Why now you've got,
very
it seems to me that now you've got all the groundwork laid for getting a cell. You got it laid for a cell now that you couldn't have done before. The last mile and then some.
Well, we're not going to sell. They're not going to collapse. All the way to collapse is nonsense. They got to dig in stronger.
Buchanan says a golden opportunity has presented itself to the president, the administration, and Buchanan. Each year, the Girard Company, a Pennsylvania bank, puts out a book of some 12,000 words written by a famous personage to his own specifications about a subject consuming national interest. James Michener's done one, Barbara Ward another. This year, they're asking Buchanan to write such a book about the Nixon administration's first 4 years, no editorial judgment to be exercised on their part. Opportunity is unexampled in terms of providing philosophical foundation and
progressive
policies and decisions to the Nixon Doctrine, Vietnam, China, Soviet Union, the new court, seizing the bureaucracy, the new American majority in politics, etc.
Good.
Putting out the book, they will use Dolly Atkins' photographs of the president during the past 4 years. Within the text making of the arguments, this would require 3 straight weeks of Buchanan's effort, mostly writing and rewriting material from his own shop. Found part of the somewhat controversial document, point out some of the new directions in which the president's headed, leaning on the Horner interview, making a case for administration decisions, past and future, especially in those areas where I am most enthusiastic. We need to bias it to him, but which would be good.
Aye. Good, have you good.
Recent weeks, the president's urged a number of lines to be moved or other lines knocked down. This is the place to do it. A controversial book that they send out to 30,000 people into which excerpts can be taken would be precisely the kind of defense I had in mind in the second term.
Right.
Not just pro-administration boilerplate, but material should not be the official White House position,
right,
which does things we want.
Good.
Maybe yes or no, unless the one's coming for sure.
Good. Good. Just take a little
while. The Michener book, they do, you know, it's nicely bound.
Right. Good.
Illustrated, printed.
He kind of wants to do it too, don't you?
Well, it's a big deal for him to be put into Barbara Tucker and James Michener.
And also, to have a guy that's, You see, you get those weekends, you pay the price. You never get to God that thing.
Well, you couldn't do it anyway. You couldn't do it anyway. You'd have to go back over it though. Because he would present you softer than you want to be presented.
Right.
Buchanan will present you harder than you want to be presented, which is good because he's a known ideologue. It's no, you know, his bias is clear. God, that'd be a hell of a thing.
I'm all for it.
So that's a good deal.
Dr. Coates has one of the things that I've been told to promise is never look back. She made a decision, she never look back. It's all this world. Take the long view, the short view. Don't worry about those press, don't worry about that TV. And I like to get that across, you know, because this silly thing, this idea, you know, President making decisions when he's answering and he does this or that or the other thing. There are many things that are true that they say about us.
Not that.
But that is so totally 180 degrees off the market. Anything I'm probably as cool as man has ever been involved.
Well, just to say,
it makes it because I'm so goddamn disciplined. You know what I mean?
That's exactly.
I raise hell with people, but I do not make decisions except coolly. Very coolly.
And everybody knows that decisions made in here, in your 4 years, have probably been, maybe to their detriment in some cases, more carefully thought out, analyzed, and counterbalanced than has ever happened in this place. There's been none made on the
show. Secretary Schultz is here for the President of the Helicopter Land. Yes, sir. Why don't you stay here and sit on this so that I can maybe get there something tall. Well, you know, I shouldn't probably should give this sort of self-serving statement. Perhaps if I question it, others won't use it otherwise. You see, if they don't. Come here, guards, sit down. Press it down.
Well, I think you've got to.
I say it myself, well, they use it.
We'll use it, right? I think.
Yeah, he's not smoking. Well, what do you got to decide before the first of the year, George?
Well, we have the wage price control system, the trade
bill. I'm certainly glad to see those, all those labor guys in there. You know, they have fits in the same room. And, you know, you had the greatest labor power in that room for a hell of a long time. Abel, Fitz, Hall. And then, of course, you had the representative from the auto workers.
Got a working railroads, Bill Judge. It was a
powerful room.
It was a terrific discussion.
Did have a good talk.
Very cooperative.
I deliberately did not want to get involved with them because I hadn't been involved with the business people. So I just decided to get in and out. They at least got the message that the door was open here.
They sure did.
And not just to Brennan, you see. They understood.
I thought that went well, and you managed to let them know that you had dropped in on them and you hadn't dropped in on the business meeting, and that gave them a little bit of a clip. I wasn't on my agenda, but I heard you were talking about personnel things. I got a message, which I don't know how to interpret just before I came over here, from Jim Schlesinger, that he thinks that David's problems can be solved and that it's important to keep David. He is not all that confident about the lady over there. I don't know where that stands at this point.
Yeah,
I report to you, David, at
this point.
The readings on the lady are
correct.
Well, it's just
not a little
problem. Whether she's really up to it, and
she's a very good promising, isn't she?
Well, okay, but we can. It's a close call. It's a reach to put a woman in a high spot. It would be a bad signal to the air, to the field.
Yeah.
But
well,
a good
well, what about David? The problem is that he wants something in addition that we can't offer.
Well, as I say, I don't know how to interpret this. He was told that we couldn't give a commitment to have the Energy R&D and the Atomic Energy Commission, even though they have the best people, in terms of their...
Well, that's the problem, it's plugged up, but we can't give it all to them. That's what I'm trying to tell, we got NASA, for example, you remember, we have a whole lot of, and I don't know NASA, but we got all these other Department Interior ones, for Christ's sake.
Well, it isn't getting to make it in the row, it's the R&D. But anyway, he's been told he can't have that, so Schlesinger must be coming back within that framework. But if it's
like what they are today, because Irwin is so deeply involved in this, you better have Schlesinger and Irwin talk on the phone and get back to David. Right? Where's Irwin? California.
I can go back to David within the framework of what Ehrlichman and I have talked together about.
David is a first class guy. As a matter of fact, I thought he would take NASA, which I think would be a really great thing for him, but apparently they want Fletcher there. But David ought to take this. I mean, this is the AEC is going to be an operational job rather than just sitting around here with a bunch of goddamn stupid scientists that come in and give advice that's not good.
Well, to the extent that he likes that role, we told him that he could continue to be the fellow that received their advice. And that
sure.
We're sure. I will see that it gets...
Absolutely. I'd love to have you see him. Somebody's got to talk to him. You'd be great.
I'm thinking of head of the National Science Foundation.
Well,
I don't think he's that open to get out of it.
If I can... If I can go back to David,
David ought to take an operational job. The AEC is a hell of a big job. Now, and how much of the science is he going to get? But Jonathan, I think the Jonathan is wide open. But the point is, we don't want to say, we just aren't going to have this fight between these various departments about where everything goes, because we've got to keep that here, you know what I mean, like on this interesting. You know, the interior stuff, even Whitaker's are over there, and he's got a plan. Martin, they want to do the whole thing. They aren't going to be able to do it. The state wants to do it. And AEC would like it. The rest, it has to be operated out of here in 25. Not my answer to that. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the best outfit to do it. I really wouldn't be. But they may have a special view that runs contrary to what they might have. Maybe they don't pay enough attention to the oil, to the shale thing, or to the coal, to the gas thing, or the Canadian stuff, or the Russian deal, or you see what I mean? I think that's the kind of thing that the first two are more relevant, because they have to do with R&D. And, but it would seem to me, without knowing too much about it, that's very much in the ballpark, that they would have a major chunk of it. But we just don't want to say that we're just not going to start parsing that thing out yet.
Right.
But he has to know, you could say this, Drew, he's an inside man. He's an inside man. David's an inside man. We rely on him.
Okay, well, I'll go back.
Make the sale if I can.
That's all right.
Well, I think he'd be an excellent man.
President, I had several things that I wanted to just sort of touch base with you on to be sure that I'm moving on the right wavelength, because these things are all moving along pretty fast and I don't want to be out of line. First of all, on the wage price business, we are consulting widely. We are finding that moods are changing and that people are, when confronted with it, getting nervous about too long a period of wage and price controls. And they are telling us that, sure, they've got to be continued, but let's do some things that make it clear they're temporary and they aren't going to last forever, and the president always said that, and hope he still thinks so. In other words, us having come out and said, by gosh, we're still going to hold on, has created a reaction that's very good from our standpoint, I think, for the sort of thing that we talked about.
Yeah, but
now labor,
well,
they will go for the following, I'm sure. A strong effort on food, which we organized. This continuation of the construction industry business, which they want. Organization of something that keeps a hold of state and local government wages, which everybody agrees is important. And a strong effort in the field of medical costs, which we think should be done. All those things were in the memo, and we are stepping up the food area, as you directed that we should. Beyond that, I think labor will be willing to take part in an advisory committee to the Cost of Living Council, and will be willing to endorse a continuation of the 5.5% wage increase. Now that would be a triumph because prices have not been all that good lately, and we're going to have a bad food reading again Friday when that comes out. The food prices are just going crazy. So if we can get that, and I think we can, that would be a good result. It would, in this concept, it would free a lot of the economy, although it would leave it with some standards and us with authority to move into particular situations with this kind of an umbrella of agreement by the labor people that the standard is reasonable, and so our actions in administering it would have that blessing. Now that's the track we're roaring down. We've been consulting with Congress and with all kinds of people. You said that you wanted to have this all done by the end of the year and get it out of the way before the January messages and so forth start.
No, that's a good date, but if it's not the right date, it doesn't make a difference. When do you think it should be done?
Well, I've been you were searching that. I thought you was, in order to get to meet that,
I thought you were talking about doing it between Christmas and New Year's.
Right, that's what you thought.
But let me say this, George. Don't hurry the damn thing up. If you need a little more time, take it. I mean, do we go the first week? Congress is back. Okay.
Well, we
and
have been
need a little more time taken.
We've been consulting with the congressional people in twos and threes and ones and over there. I suppose what they would like, and I don't know whether you would even want to do this, it should be done from a physical standpoint, is another one of these meetings in the cabinet room where they sit around and talk about it. And you would have to be there for that kind of a meeting all the way and hear what they have to say, and we brief and discuss back and forth. And then after that, decide and do it. I understand that there's a possibility for that on January 5th. Would meet your schedule,
no,
and then we move then. Otherwise, we would...
That'd be a pretty bipartisan meeting with the Congress.
Pretty good move for you to start out
the
Congress calling in for a big bipartisan meeting.
Bipartisan
before you listen to them. Sure, G. Payne, a lot of times there.
All right. Well, then we'll point in scheduling. We'll point
to be sure to let the major leaders know that we're going to make a bipartisan meeting on that, primarily on economic matters. And this is, Bob, remember what I told you about having Timmons point out there would be a series of these sorts of things. This is
right. This sets up a major signal on that and forces them on the overriding economic thing instead of coming in with your first thing on.
Vietnam,
foreign policy,
which one we may have
that
too.
Yeah, but you may
not
want
to. All right, well then we'll point for that and point for announcement of your decisions shortly after that.
Yeah, feel that your decision thing though is the main thing, let me say, whenever you're thinking about these decisions, you're never feel like you're under any compulsion to get anything done one day earlier than to do it right, you know that. We talk about, sure, it'd be nice to have something but it's not necessary.
Okay.
Just do, because I know what part of the decision is. As far as the controls are concerned, you know my views. They're just as free to trade as yours are. There's a hell of a political problem here, particularly because of the escalating food thing. But now is the time to write it through. Get it done.
Right. Well, I think
that's my view. We can probably take
food.
It now, a lot easier, and we can take it later.
On the food, I understand the track we're on. I'm going to get a hold of Butts.
Yeah.
And just say the president wants to do everything we can about this that is politically possible, and let's just
we signed off on that thing the other day.
That will announce tomorrow. But
if it was a minority, of course, but we signed off on it.
No, he supports that. He was wanted to hedge it a little bit, but
he has to. He's got to fight for those people. But Jesus, the right meat prices are there out of their damn minds. Do that. But anything you can do in that, you go ahead and fix the right date, fix it at the time. Talk to tenants, actually.
All right.
I still left the meeting, so it's a rather important one, and so on, so we can make it a little ground function.
Good.
Okay.
And we will try to get our committee structure set up in this wage price thing.
Right.
We'll have to get some push on getting names cleared and so on, so we can announce as much as possible of it. Bingo. Probably there'll be some leaks and whatnot, but that's
no problem.
Kind of inevitable.
On this one, consultation. This was no problem.
Okay, now the next subject that I'd like to check in with you on is trade.
Oh, yeah, trade legislation.
I'm reflecting on what you told me, and I have been meeting with the people that have been working on it, and I have sort of tentative conclusions and views, and I'd like to share them here very briefly and see what you think about them. I think that we are pretty well committed to be talking about trade problems next year with the Europeans and with others. We've made lots of noise about it, and so we have to be in a position to do it. And I think that we pretty much have to ask the Congress for negotiating authority or implementing authority or however you want to put it. Now, I think where we have been going wrong in the discussions that have been going on and which I've now been tapping into is that we have thought about this as a next version of a Kennedy round negotiation, and everybody thinks, well, this is going to be the Nixon round.
Well,
I think that is the wrong way to think about it.
I think we do it as we need the bargaining position.
Well, here's so now coming off of that and trying to get a new concept of it. When we say trade negotiations, we mean authority, we mean adjustment assistance, we mean the escape clause, all these things that are part of the traditional thinking on the subject. Particularly as I've talked to labor people, I think adjustment assistance, which was an aid in selling in 1962, is a red flag in 1972. Because what it says is, we're going to go out and negotiate a deal that's going to cause somebody to lose his job, and we're going to be nice and provide adjustment assistance. And it is the wrong message. Now, at the same time, we know that people do have to make adjustments, and they have to make adjustments for a lot of things. And labor very much wants two things that we have been for, and which you have sponsored at various times. One of them we had to back off of 4 years ago, but you're still sort of on a hook on it. The other was an administration program, namely an improvement in the benefit levels of unemployment insurance and getting over into investing in pension.
Right.
And so far as a worker, we plan to hold it down. Kind of adjustment problem that nothing can improve. It is the law of the pension fund. So, if we were in a position to say, well, we're going to talk about negotiations, but we also have a forthcoming position on unemployment insurance and on pension, none adjustment that we're talking about here is something the labor boys really want. It's everybody. And which we have been for. I'm not looking for a decision, but I'm just trying to brief out a way of looking at this. And then when we ask for authority, we say that we're not looking just for authority to get into a gap-type multilateral negotiation for mutual tariff reduction. What we need is authority to negotiate a square deal for American jobs and American business. And this sort has to have two edges on it. It has to be able to impose sanctions or let them off. It has to enable the president to participate in multilateral negotiations, but also give him some authority to negotiate bilaterally with the Japanese or with the Canadians. So that we're not so much in this posture where we have to go around begging them for voluntary quotas and whatnot. There's a little more authority here to do that. Now that's a different kind of negotiating authority. We have talked about this sort of thing in the past. It's a little dangerous to get in your hands because everybody will want you to lower the boom on people. as I have thought about this, listen to what people are talking about in the State Department and around, and then I made this visit to Mills and Long, and I listened to them seminar. I just don't think the standard trade bill approach is going to get anywhere if you get laughed out of court. On the other hand, I think this kind of an approach would
be... What we like to do, what needs to be done now, and we don't actually speak for that right yet.
We have to really be doing our homework on it. And if this kind of an approach that I'm talking about...
If I don't see some sort of approach like that which really defends American interests and so forth,
Yeah. very good shape from that standpoint. But if I may, I'll start feeding you some tax material sometime soon so that we shape up a position. Arthur Burns is going to Bob for a monetary discussion in early January, and apparently you mentioned to him that you wanted to see him before he went. But that was at the Saturday party. And he has been...
early January?
Yeah. And he has been saying, what does the president want to see me about? And I said to him, well, if there's anything special, I'll find out about it and let you know.
I said it would be actually about whether or not that policy should be the federal reserve. It's not a good question. President Helms. You know, they want that young guy, Shin, you know, to move him into the cabinet. Decided not to, and part of the subject is not moving. I asked Arthur what he thought of it. Shin and Arthur said he thought very well of it. And I checked now with our own people, making Shin doesn't want to leave the Federal Reserve Bank. I'm concerned with what's in the subject. He's a very bright guy, but we'll have to hold him later.
More valuable there than anywhere else.
That's right. So you could just say that there were some who thought that she and our lead of our reserve building, was an undersecretary, and I just decided that's what I want to talk about. But
the Arthur is planning to go to France and to Britain after he gets through his bond early January. So I guess that's that. He is firm on that. Get through.
That's what I understand. We're doing very pleasant. One line after what I like about him is what he did in the campaign, too. Like you said, he came through in confidence. He came through in confidence. And tell him that what I really want to see him is before he goes to Japan.
I have this business in mind, the ultimate governor of the IMF, because I am finally cleared with Bill Rogers, some of his papers through.
Well, Arthur, I'm great. I've already signed it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Who is it that you see?
Political ramifications. So, I'm sure it's very good.